This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Sup? Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and with me as usual is resident fantasy expert, Atlanta beat writer for CleatGeek.com, and all-around scoundrel, General Griffith Griff. What's going on, sir?
You know, I'm rested and battle-tested. I'm here, ready to do this.
I'm ready to do this, too. I think we could just swing right into some baseball. Oh, God, I said swing into baseball.
M. L. B. On Cap F Sports.
You weren't supposed to say anything. You did that on purpose. You just didn't know it.
I'm a subconscious hack, maybe, is the problem.
Yeah, you should have just rolled with it.
And
just
also cheating. A regular hack.
Baseball-wise, I mean, I don't have a lot. The Braves are on a win streak, but we're still like 10 games back and from the Nationals. And you know, what is that division like? What is it like? When is our division going to take the turn? Because this year, what is it? The Rockies, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, all piled. Yeah, they're all piled up there in the West.
So we're pretty much, we're not in the wild card picture. We're not in the division.
I got to stop saying too.
And LeBron does it all the time.
LeBron. LeBrum.
If we had three more players,
But Joe West, I don't know if you heard yesterday, called, listen to this, his 5,000th Major League Baseball game.
The guy's an institution. My favorite Joe West moment is Jonathan Papelbon went out there, got in his face. I mean, got right in his face, like probably a half inch from his face. And Joe West just reached over, grabbed him by the collar, and yanked him out of his way. Just
right, as if you know, it's funny. That was going to be my favorite Joe West moment. I should have picked a different one. He moved him as if he just didn't matter. Like, I'm Joe West.
Right, yeah, he was a little kid in the way, and he was had somewhere really important to go.
Right.
But was, you know, taking his time getting there. And he just kind of just shucked that guy. And the guy, and Papelbon, for lack of a better word, or really it's the perfect word, is a bitch. Jonathan Papelbon is a bitch. And, you know, if you got a problem with that Jonathan Papelbon, it's like, I'll challenge Jonathan Papelbon to an MMA fight right now. Fuck that guy.
Oh.
I'm not scared of Jonathan Papelbon.
How many listeners would we have after you got out of the hospital, though?
Oh, so many. And I would be rich. Right as he was hitting me, I'd be like, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
But
your lawyer.
I don't know, man.
Your lawyer comes down out of the sky.
I mean, Joe West punked him out. He might be. I might could take that one. I'm not sure.
It doesn't help if Joe. It doesn't help if you're a professional athlete and Joe West just casts you aside like he doesn't have time for your shenanigans. He didn't want to play in the game, you know. And Joe West is almost inarguably the worst umpire of all time. But the man just umpired his 5,000th game. He is a dying breed, too. In the era of replay, the Joe Wests of the world are going to find themselves in less and less demand because no longer is what happened what the umpire said happened. And how do we know about the extenuating circumstances? Sometimes when Joe West blew a call, it could have been because the batter a week before that walked up and was like, you look fat. And then so the
next, he's a part of old school baseball.
Yeah, I mean, very old
personal beefs play in. You know, I mean, if you've ever been to a little league baseball game, I mean, you know, you'll see dads lose their minds, and there'll be beefs between the umpires and those. I mean, it goes all the way from little league to the top.
It is part an integral part of baseball, and we're losing these parts of baseball
right.
That you can't put on a stat sheet.
It is, and people who don't really watch baseball, they're just like, and I mean, I play fantasy baseball maybe better than anyone on the planet.
Don't forget to check out Griff's Fantasy Corner at CapFSports.com.
Right. a lot of these fantasy baseball guys, though, don't really watch baseball. I refuse pretty much. Like, I traded. I had one Brave on my fantasy team, and I traded him, Jim Johnson. I just can't do it. I don't like to mix. I don't like to mix.
Because they're two very different things. One thing is chasing stats, the other you're like watching baseball.
At the beginning
baseball.
This year, if you would have heard me talk, you would have thought the Braves were going to go in there and wipe the field with everybody. I mean, I'm a delusional sports fan. I am. So then when I play fantasy baseball, I'm like a numbers-crunching nerd, and to me, I like to keep those two worlds separated. I like to keep the Braves off my team because I know I can't make rational decisions with them. I've spot started R.A. Dickey several times.
It makes a lot of sense, though, because it's also something that, you know, you're prone to do it in fantasy football, too, is try to avoid having players on your team, on your fantasy
team.
Right,
no Dolphins.
And in a much more dumbed down.
It's been real
sense.
Easy, though, with my sports teams lately, not to have them on fantasy paper.
Oh, I did want to mention Kyle Schwarber, because we've both made over the course of this season some very good points about Kyle Schwarber and Joe Maddon putting too much pressure on him, and today that he is going to go down to AAA and crush home runs and get his head together and be back, I'm sure, for a pretty good second half, in my guess. They're bringing up, though, a guy named Mark Zagunas, and that's what I'm going to call him until I hear the game tonight and know how to pronounce his name. But if history is any indication, between all the guys we've brought up from AAA in recent history, he's going to hit a bunch of home runs.
Do you think that Joe Maddon in any way is to blame for Kyle Schwarber's struggles and ultimately being sent to the minors?
Almost solely responsible. I don't think that's
so
how
you think that,
it, but
do you think a manager batting a guy leadoff who basically isn't a leadoff hitter in his, I mean, for all practical purposes, inaugural season? Like, this is really Kyle Schwarber's first season in Major League, first real season.
It absolutely is. Even not even just really, it absolutely literally is his first full season in the majors. And he obviously had a ton of pressure to be the next Babe Ruth. And what does Joe Maddon do?
So you think it was a bad idea to put like a heavy set guy struggling in the field with coming off a knee injury in the leadoff spot?
Right, even just that. And there's more factors, but even just that is enough, right?
I mean, I'm just asking questions here.
Oh, well, allow me to field that question. Yes.
It's so obvious. Just leave him alone, Joe. Stop it.
Hey, folks. This is Graham from the Sports with a Capital F podcast here for MLB Away, a product I can't stop talking about. Are you a baseball fan of a certain age? Are baseball's rule changes filling you with paranoia and horror? With MLB Away's patented eye drops, just one drop in each eye keeps you from seeing what you're watching. Don't take my word for it. Listen to this testimonial from a satisfied customer.
My boy cried like a little bitch last year when Dave Roberts pulled Rich Hill in a perfect game. And I'd be a liar if I said it didn't make me a little ashamed. This year, when something like that happens, I put a little MLB away in his eyes. And all he says is, Daddy, it burns. Thanks, MLB away.
Order now.
Order now.
For 20 points on the dollar. All right, so I'm really excited, though, to roll out our new segment. I think this is going to be pure comedy gold. Using a random noun generator from the intro webs, we'll take three random things, and once an episode, we'll rank them and in turn save humanity from further confusion, and there will be an intro bump here.
And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
How excited are you about our new segment?
I'm beside myself. All right. Going crazy.
So this week, the three random words the internet gave me, nouns, sorry, they have to be nouns because they have to be a thing for you to talk about it, I would assume. The three I have are...
Make it easy on us.
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs, hail, and marriage.
When you say hail, you mean like ice falling from the sky, right?
That's correct. Rain, when it rains, ice cubes that are falling at terminal velocity.
Mm.
Dinosaurs? Realistically, this was how they came up, and I caught my eye because I feel like they're already kind of in order for me. Who doesn't love dinosaurs? Hail is ice cubes falling out of the sky at terminal velocity, but the other thing is marriage. Which I think speaks for itself, because marriage is not unlike being eaten by a dinosaur in a hailstorm. Your thoughts?
Oh, you got to give my rankings? Well...
Well, yeah, you gotta. Yeah,
I'm gonna go with marriage at the top because I'm currently married to my lovely wife. And I have two children, and the most fulfilling thing I've ever experienced in my life.
You were trailing off there a little bit. Could you say that with a little more
connection? Behind that, dinosaurs obviously rank above hell.
Right, dinosaurs.
But for me, it's really easy. I mean, I don't know though. You say that. I mean, is it? Yeah. The dinosaurs, like in the movie, Land Before Time, or is it the raptors that are chasing you through the dark kitchen in Jurassic Park?
That's true. A lot of this segment is going to have to do with discussing context too. Because
I've had a previous marriage that was not unlike being chased through a dark kitchen by a raptor, and somehow there's a hellstorm. Yep. Still beating down through a hole in the roof.
Inside. Right, because context, I think, is going to play a big part in this segment, because dinosaurs in what context? Like, just thinking about them, reading books about their bones, or like if you walked outside and you were trying to get ready for work and you were all sleepy and rubbing the sleep out of your eyes and you were hungover and you looked over and there was a raptor standing in your front yard.
Yeah.
In that case, dinosaurs fall to the bottom of the list.
I mean, yeah, there's scenarios where almost any one of those subjects could be at the top or bottom of your list.
All right, well, we got to sort it, though. That's what we're doing here. We have to sort this.
So, well, I told you, for me, I mean, it's easy. Marriage at the top. And I mean, it's unfair. I know, you know, for me, it's different because I'm so good in marriage. And then...
Third time's a charm.
And I'm sure my wife would say the same thing.
I have no doubts.
Right. And, behind that, I'm thinking that because I'm a realist, I'm thinking I'm going to take hell over dinosaurs.
All right.
I think that dinosaurs are a cool idea, but at the end of the day, I'd rather eat some ice balls falling from the sky than have to fight off a giant lizard. Or just live in fear constantly, just all the time.
Okay, so we're talking about dinosaurs in the context of sharing this world with them.
I mean, that's how I have to think about it.
Okay.
My interaction with dinosaurs, not just an idea of dinosaurs. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What are you talking about? Land before, historical context or...
We'll operate within those parameters there. We'll operate within those parameters. It's my rankings. Dinosaurs.
If I went with previous marriages, then I'll probably take my chances with the raptors.
Correct. So my new rankings for me this week are hail, dinosaurs, marriage. Finalize your answer, sir, in three words.
Marriage, hell, dinosaurs.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted. Now you have it, folks. Now you have it. You have two different opinions, and you can pick one. I don't know. Did we really solve anything? I think we should have to. Do we have to agree? So you have a marriage. Your marriage, hail, dinosaurs. I'm hail, dinosaurs, marriage.
I mean, it's hell and marriage is real close. I mean, really hell in my book is a little easier to navigate than marriage. So you know what? I'll go hell, marriage. I'm going to change my answer if that's legal. I'm not. Is that legal?
Do you think, sir?
I think that marriage is actually a little more difficult to navigate than just a regular old hell story.
Right, because hail,
you're talking about
just,
like constant.
You just go inside. You just go inside.
Yeah, you just go inside. Yeah, even if it's baseball Saturday, you just go in your house, you find cover.
Yeah.
Marriage, that's not always the thing. Sometimes, you know, you go in the other room and that doesn't really...
The hail follows you.
Right, yeah.
Or...
You know, there's nothing you can do. I mean,
the
then if you go get in your car and leave, then it's like coming home to a dinosaur.
Right, the raptors know how to open the doors, too. So, I don't know, dinosaurs, hail, marriage. They're coming together now, actually, in my mind, is all equally... Really,
yeah, Hale's actually looking pretty easy. Yeah.
Right. Hale's looking good because it's really we've solved Hale. We solved Hale. You know it's inside. End. A big enough dinosaur.
You know, like Hale doesn't come just endlessly. I'm having trouble with that word. Over and over, day after day.
Like, no, hey, and Hale's such a rare occurrence.
Right, yeah, it's not just like an endless driving force that you have to deal with every day. So, yeah, I guess Hale would rank first.
Yep, and that's the thing. Hale, dinosaurs and marriage, dinosaurs and marriage know how to open the door.
But dinosaurs, I mean, man, that's, I guess I'm just thinking that would be terrifying. You know, even if they weren't even as, just the fact that if I knew there was a dinosaur, like if Raptor, like if I looked at the news and they were like, oh, in Douglasville yesterday, 3 people were eaten by a band of raptors on Austell Road. I don't think I'd want to live in that world. It just seems like it'd be a lot of stress. I thought my stress level would be way higher.
It would
deal with
be,
the
planet
trap and fucking dinosaurs.
Right, and then we're talking about definitely talking about weight classless dinosaurs. So we're talking about Tyrannosaurus Rex. Even a giant meat-eating dinosaur like a Brachiosaurus would smash your house and like eat the...
But I just had a day
drop a whole tree on your house just while it was nibbling.
About watching dinosaurs eat people in traffic, and that sounded kind of like, you know, I didn't go to work. I mean, I missed work for important reasons today. But I just thought about it. Yeah, dinosaurs eating people in traffic would almost make it worth it, dealing with the inherent danger of them existing in this world. Just to see some of the people I have to drive with get eaten by them.
Right, well, and eventually, if you weren't one of the people that got eaten, you would be rolling to work back and forth, no problem. Probably by the time everybody got thinned out, they'd figure out a way to control the dinosaurs a little bit, you know? There'd be Apaches flying over the highways, clearing them off or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. But so you're going Hale.
I'm going Hale Marriage Dinosaurs.
Marriage Dinosaurs. With marriage and dinosaurs possibly being interchangeable.
Oh, you can't interfere in my list. Hale is something that I feel like is a little easier to navigate than marriage, but
marriage,
you know,
is probably a little easier to navigate than a Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, than a world filled with dinosaurs.
All right, I can dig that. Still, I'm going Hale dinosaurs marriage.
You're going with Hale.
I feel like I would have a better chance of surviving the dinosaurs if I wasn't married. If there wasn't anybody asking questions, I feel like I'd have a much better chance of surviving the dinosaurs. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You feel like if you were married and there were dinosaurs, that would be it. You would be done.
I'll keep my girlfriend, though. She just brought me a delicious ice-cold Longboard Island lager.
So would you compare girlfriends kind of like hell? Like, when it gets real rough, you can just go inside?
Yeah, that's all. It's perfect. It's perfect. That's the difference between dating and marriage. Is marriage is a little closer to dinosaurs. Dating is a little closer to Hale. Because like you said, if it got too bad outside and the hail got too big, you just go inside. Make a sandwich. Rub one out, wait for it to end.
Sounds a lot like marriage.
Yeah, they're very similar, but I just think dating leans a little closer to Hale, whereas marriage is a little more like dinosaurs.
Well, all right, man. Perfect timing. The fam's back. Gotta feed the baby.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, though. We have so much going on here to close the podcast. You were recently named the Atlanta beat writer for CleatGeek.com. I'm working on some minor league baseball stuff that may be available there. We, as usual, are on Twitter at CavFSports, on YouTube by typing in the name, and on Facebook.com/CapFSports. This is Sports with Cap Left Podcast. I'm Graham. That guy's Griff. You got anything else? That'll work. Keep on trucking, Rick. We'll see you next time. Or you'll hear us.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
F.
This is capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Sports.
This is Sports with a capital
F.
F.